Now that the Florida primary is over, we're bound to see increasing media attention on Michigan, with the next big state to hold a primary election, though not till the end of the month. Native son Mitt Romney is heavily favored, but the fact that Newt Gingrich badly needs a win somewhere means we may see a fair amount of campaigning here. It's also possible that this will turn into a battle not about winning, but about beating the expectations game. For example, if Newt were to finish a strong second in a state supposedly solidly for Romney, that might be seen as a victory, even if he technically lost. Remember, in politics, appearance is often much more important than reality. If you doubt that, ask how come so many candidates who've already dropped out when something like 95% of the delegates haven't yet been chosen. There's another odd thing about this election, one that none of the politicians are going to talk about, so I will. Governor Rick Snyder is said to be getting close to endorsing a candidate for president. His choice is almost certain to be Mitt Romney, who's now the clear national frontrunner, and who helped Snyder out when he was running for governor 2 years ago. Political endorsements are funny things. I've never yet met any voter who said, "Well, so-and-so endorsed Joe Blow for president, so I guess I'll vote for him." What endorsements really do is curry favor with the candidate and maybe help create momentum and a sense of inevitability. But here's the secret. Let's say Snyder does endorse Romney. I'm sure he'll be sincere, but the nasty little truth is this. As far as our own fortunes are concerned, Snyder and every Republican governor, senator, and congressman running for re-election next year would be better off if President Obama is re-elected. Why am I saying that? The answer is simple. It has nothing to do with issues or ideology. Almost every time there's an off-year election in the sixth year of a presidency, the president's party loses badly. What seems to happen is that voters get tired of the crowd that's been running things and blame that party. George W. Bush's Republicans lost control of both houses of Congress 6 years ago. We now tend to think of Ronald Reagan as being universally popular, but Republicans lost control of the Senate in his sixth year. Much of the same holds true all the way back to Lyndon Johnson, Dwight Eisenhower, and Franklin D. Roosevelt. The only exception was Bill Clinton, but he was already so far down in his sixth year, there was sort of a backlash. On the other hand, there's also often somewhat of a backlash against new presidents in their first off-year elections. 2 years into any presidency, the honeymoon's worn off as the public learns they can't really walk on water and solve all our problems overnight. Remember how badly the Democrats did 2 years into President Obama's term? Reagan was far more popular, but Republicans lost 26 seats in the House in his first off-year election. None of this means Snyder will secretly be rooting for Obama. But in terms of sheer self-interest, maybe he should.